Welcome to the Healing Elixir Podcast. I'm your host, Alexis Charles, and what's up, everybody? How are you guys feeling? How are you guys doing? I hope you guys are doing well, and if you responded back, guess what? I heard your answer, and I hope you're doing good, and I'm sending you great universal loving energy. So what brings me here today? Everybody should know by now, if you've been listening to my podcast, I always come on here after I've learned something or I'm currently learning something in my life. And I want to give that advice to the people that listen to me and the people that actually value what I have to say. Now, this weekend, I was surprised. I went on a beach trip, and I'm so thankful because I wouldn't have went on this trip if I had to plan it, because I usually procrastinate. And usually when it doesn't have anything to do with work, I'm usually not in, because I always feel like I have to work constantly. And this weekend, I was having trouble learning how to have fun, which is crazy. I don't think a lot of people talk about it, or I just haven't heard conversations about not knowing how to have fun, how to let loose, how to live in the moment, how to experience life, because this is the life that we have here on this earth should be valued. So I was sitting there and I was like, that Kanye lyric came, is how you be mad on vacation. And I was so upset at a point of the vacation where I didn't know how to not work. I didn't know how to live in the moment. I was getting upset with myself because I didn't know how to not be productive, if that makes sense. And I just felt like I always had to be producing something, and I didn't know how to truly live in that moment and experience everything. And what was crazy is, you guys, like, I cried, and I was actually having really dark thoughts while I was on vacation. So I just want you guys to know I'm not fucking perfect. You guys, like, this morning I was crying my eyes out, and I was on a beautiful vacation, and it was a revelation, and I'm getting emotional now, that I need to start enjoying life more. I need to start taking bigger risks. I need to start traveling even more. I need to start stepping away from work and having more of a balance. I need to start just being free, and not saying I'm locked up or anything, but mentally, being mentally not on a schedule 24/7, and allowing myself to just bask in the present moment. So one thing I told myself is I want to experience joy more in every second of the day, and every minute. I want to enjoy every day. I want to experience the feeling of joy, no matter what happens that day. And at the end of every day, I want to tell myself I'm proud of me for getting through that day. I was just watching, I watched Chicken Shop Dates with Amelia. She's on YouTube, and I think she's from, I forgot. I don't know where she's from, but I know she's not from America. But Kiki Palmer was on her show, and she was like, I literally, you know, I'm the most proudest of myself for getting through the day. And I'm like, what? Sometimes I don't even tell myself I'm proud for getting through the day. I'm just ready and already programming my mind for the next day. And I'm like, dude, I really, 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 as much as I talk about it, sometimes it's hard for me to really tap into it, because I get on this schedule that is just habitual. And I need to learn how to relax. And I need to also learn, and I guess we all can learn, that life is about making mistakes. My mom told me this today. My mom said, life is about making mistakes. Life is about experiencing it. Life is about living. So if you always wait for the perfect timing, you're going to always let times pass you by. And it spoke to me, because I'm like, where am I playing small? Where am I not want to take a risk? Where am I waiting? And my mom told me, she was like, you know what, if I would have waited and said I can't have kids before this and this and this and this, I would have never had you and your sisters. I had my kids at the most perfectly imperfect times, and it taught me. And my mom was just you know, just pouring into me. And I was just like, what the heck? I limit myself towards so many things because I'm just not living in the moment. And for a lot of you, if you didn't know, I've been in the military for the past 6 years. I currently just got out in May, and I'm just so used to this rigorous schedule. I'm having a hard time transitioning from schedule to like freedom, I guess. I don't know how to really explain it. And it's been hard for me to transition from that mindset to like a more free flowing one. I've had a lot of anxiety attacks, a lot of crying, a lot of dark days, but I'm still standing, you guys. I'm still standing. And what I want to say is, be proud of your strength. Be proud of where you are in your life. Be proud of the relationships you have. Be proud of the love that you have in your heart, even despite the pain that you've gone through. Be happy for the present moment, no matter where you are in your life and what you're doing in your life. Because my mom was even telling me that, would it even really matter if something happened to you, or if something ever happened, do you know that the world will still be going on the next day? Do you know there's a lot of people that are going to get up, and the world and the planet is going to rotate and it's going to orbit? Everything is going to go on. So even if you're not here, do you understand that everything is going to go on? And I was like, yeah. She was like, so why are you not really living your life when life is really that precious? Why are you acting like tomorrow is really promised for you? And I was like, oh my gosh, like, what? So my question to you is, where are you really not living? Where are you not playing? Where are you playing small? What are you waiting for? Why haven't you told your crush you like them? Why haven't you accepted love back into your life after so much pain? Why haven't you allowed yourself to feel joy, even though you're accustomed to sadness? When are you going to turn your life around or in the direction where you want it? Because I had to ask myself those questions today while I was bawling my fucking eyes out, yearning for peace in my heart and soul. But I know my soul was expressing itself in a very emotional manner because it was time for me to feel where I haven't felt in a very long time. And that was in the marrow of my bones. I want to experience life. I want to have so many mistakes that I can teach my children whenever I have them. I want to take risk and fail all over again and not be mad at myself, but be happy that I took the step in that direction. I want to say that I truly lived. So do you? Thank you for listening to the Healing Elixir podcast. Let's heal, let's elevate, let's upgrade your reality.